Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by you. That's right, you, the listener. Without you, we wouldn't be able to get this site funded and wouldn't be able to put the shows out on a regular basis. If you want to donate, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate, and donate as little or as much as you can. Let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date, September 15th, 1955, and the title is Battle of Lost Mine. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Battle of the Lost Mine. Badger King and his partner, the huge and not too bright North Young, wanted one thing from life, gold, nor did they care how they got it. So when, early in the 1870s, they stumbled upon the lost mine of the Sign of the Buffalo, they determined to hold the mine at all costs. As our story opens, Badger and North Young are at the railroad station in the frontier town of Elton, having come in from the mine that morning to buy equipment.
What time does that there train get in here, Badge?
It's due any minute now, North.
You reckon that young Cal Elton will be aboard the train?
All I know about it is the talk I heard going on around town. The young Elton's coming from the east to claim his old man's mine.
Well, it's our mine now, Badge.
Shut up till I finish, will you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Excuse me.
That young Elton's coming to claim his father's mine, that the Cisco Kid's gonna guide him out to the mine.
But, Badge...
Well?
If it's a lost mine, how's Cisco going to guide him out to it? That's what I want to know.
The kid'll have a map with him, most likely. And... Hey, there's Cisco now, and his partner's with him.
That big hombre is Cisco?
Yeah.
Well, say, Badge, he ain't such a much. I could lick him easy.
You may have a chance. I sure don't like the looks of this.
That must be Senor Cal Elton, Pancho. Just getting off the train. Come with me.
Yeah, I guess the talk was right.
Yeah, but they won't never find our mine, Badge.
It ain't our mine legally. That's just the trouble. I'm afraid they will find it unless we do something.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Well, the chances are they'll go over to the cafe to eat. It's almost supper time. I reckon our best bet's for you to pick a fight with the Cisco Kid and beat him up good, so he'll be abed for a week anyway.
This is your first time in the West, is it not, Senorita?
Yes, it is, Cisco. But I've heard so much about it, I feel as if I lived here before.
Muriel was born in the East, Cisco.
You born out here, Senor Carl?
Yes. Then the family went east when I was 2 years old, so I don't remember much about the West.
Well, naturally it was not.
But I feel the same as Muriel does about it. Dad used to talk about the West constantly, especially for some months before he died.
You say you have a map of his mine?
Yes. When we go over to the hotel, I'll show you the map, Cisco. We'll go over it together.
I think right now, Cal, we'd better tell Cisco how much we appreciate his guiding us out to the mine.
I was just about to do that.
I am happy to be of service to the daughter and the son of Senor Joe Elton. He was a fine man and a good friend of ours, eh, Pancho?
Yeah, good friend, Cisco. Senor Joe, a big man out here, too, no? This town name for Senor Joe.
See, that is true, it was.
Yeah.
So when I got your letter, Senor Cal, Pancho and I came right to Elton to await your arrival.
You think, then, that we can start for the mine the first thing in the morning, Cisco?
Si, Senor Cal.
My goodness. Look at the size of that man standing over there by the door.
Yeah, a big hombre, no?
He's the biggest man I ever saw in all my life.
Yeah, he look right over this way, Cisco. Other hombre look this way, too.
Since the cafe is well filled, they are probably just looking for a table.
I don't know. They look ugly to me.
Yeah, now they walk right over this way, too, Cisco.
Yes, yeah, we do not have to pay any attention to them, amigo.
Here's a place we could sit down, Bad.
There ain't much room here.
Oh, sure there is. I'll just dump this young squirt out of his chair. Like this.
If this is meant as a joke, it is not funny. I suggest, hombres, that you and I go out in the street, where we can settle this matter without disturbing anyone.
I don't see no need to go out in the street.
Neither do I. What's the matter with settling it right here?
Go get him, Norris.
Sure, I'll beat him down to nothing.
Oh, good heavens!
You not got to leave now, senor. Only two hombres against Cisco, and this not last long.
Just one punch, and that'll settle your head, Cisco.
You get in that. One punch is your problem, hombre. You are so big, you are clumsy and muscle-bound. So we'll finish this as quickly as possible.
Take one down. Only one next.
Pancho, open the door.
Yes, Cisco.
All right, you first, troublemaker.
Just a minute, Cisco.
Out of this cafe you go.
Ow, yes. Now, look out. Take it easy, Cisco.
Not with such coyotes as you. Out you go.
Cisco. Bueno, Cisco, bueno.
Where's that Cisco kid? Just let me get my hands off.
Out you go, too.
No. Let go.
And stay out.
It's all over, senorita, young senor. Now we eat.
Oh, I'm not hungry. But I guess you picked the right man to help us, Cal. Yes, I'm sure you did.
Yeah, but listen, Badge, you give me another crack at that Cisco kid, and this time I'll beat him, see? I'll lick the daylights out of him, see?
Yeah.
There won't be nothing at all left of him. Let's stop our horses, Badge, and I'll get down and show you how I'm going to fight that Cisco kid next
stop
time.
Stop our horses, nothing. Keep riding.
But I just want to show
you. Look, you big, stupid ox, this is another day. We're going to handle that Cisco kid another way.
Well, how, Badge? How?
I'll show you, being as we're back at the mine. Yeah. All right, come on. Walk over to this old mine shaft with me, North.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with Cisco?
Come on. There you are, North. That's a good long drop down in that old mine shaft.
Yeah, I guess it is, but...
Throw a rock down in there, a good-sized rock.
Well, fur.
Go on, throw down a rock.
Well, whatever you say, Dad. This rock big enough?
Yeah.
It's as big as my two fists.
That's all right. Throw it down the shaft.
All right. Here it goes. Hey, there's water down in there, Bad.
Sure, there's water. Plenty of water. Cisco Kid and his partner will find out.
Oh, you're going to throw him down this mine shaft, huh?
Yeah, you've got the idea, North. In a little while, Cisco will be out here at this mine with young Elton and his sister.
Yeah.
And they say Cisco's the greatest tracker in the whole country.
Tracker, huh?
So I'm going to leave tracks he can't possibly miss. And while he's tracking us down to the end of this here trail, you and I'll be taking the young squirt and his sister prisoners. And then when Cisco comes back, we'll get him, his partner, too, and we'll throw him down that mine shaft. Just you do as I say, North, and the whole thing will be easy.
This map's right, Cisco. We must be almost to Dad's mine.
I believe the map is correct, Senor Cal. Your father was a very careful man. He would not make a mistake with anything so important.
And when we get there, all we have to do is pick up the gold, huh?
See, senorita, just reach down and pick up the golds by hands full.
Pay no attention to Pancho, senorita. He's teasing you. You will not find that getting the gold is quite as easy as all that.
But the gold's there, isn't it, Cisco?
Oh, I presume so, but I cannot be sure, for I pay little attention to gold, Señor Carl.
Cisco not hardly look at the gold.
You know, I believe that. You're an unusual young man, Cisco. I realize it more and more.
There is no happiness in gold, Señorita, and I like to be happy. But let us not be profound. I think we better stop here for a moment. Oh, there. Hold on.
Why are we stopping, Cisco?
I would like another look at that map, if you please, Señor Cal, to make sure where we are, Señorita.
Oh, here, Cisco.
Gracias. Let's see. The entrance to the mine should be just ahead of us, between two big rocks. From here, we should be able to see the... Ah, there it is.
What is it?
The sign of the buffalo. You see it, Señorita?
Huh?
Just under that ledge. That projection of rock that looks like the head and horns of a buffalo.
No, I'm afraid I don't, Cisco. Oh, yes, of course.
Sure does look like a buffalo's head.
Hey, up there,
Logo. Go, Logo, look at the buffalo's head.
Get him on.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Hombres come here ahead of us. Pancho, see the tracks.
I've been watching those tracks for the last few miles, Pancho. Two riders.
What they do here?
I do not know yet. Well, here's your mine, Señor Cal. Oh, Diablo.
War boy.
I guess I got the gold fever, Cisco. I'm shaking like a leaf.
Oh, Cal, the idea.
You will get over that, Señor Cal. Pancho! Pancho, where are you going?
Pancho, follow these tracks, Cisco. Go.
Pancho! Oh, he should not do that. He may get into trouble. Your pardon. I will be right back. Up, Diablo, come on.
Sure is wonderful, Muriel.
Yes, he is.
No, I mean the mine, sis.
Oh.
All right, grab the young squirt, Norris.
Yeah, I will.
I'll take the girl.
No, you take your hands off me.
Nobody's going to hurt you, ma'am, but we're going to have to put this kerchief in your mouth and tie her for a little while.
Hey, stop your jumping around. I guess I better knock you out. Now you won't make no more trouble.
Yeah, give me a hand with this girl, Norris. She's a regular little wildcat.
Yeah.
Just tie her hands and feet. Hey, make it fast.
Sure, Madge. That's easy.
All right. I'll carry her into the old hut, and you bring the young hombre. Hustle, Norris. All right, put him down here.
Yeah.
Cisco will be coming back along that trail. Come on with me, Norris.
I'm with you, Madge. Maybe I should have tied that young fella.
The way you hit him, he won't open his eyes for another half hour. All right, now, get up on this bank, Norris. Come on.
Pancho, what do you mean by riding along that trail?
Pancho,
these bandidos. You do not even know they are bandidos.
North, listen. When they ride under this bank, you jump down on Cisco and stand.
Yeah, jump down on Cisco.
And hit him hard, gun with him.
Oh, you just watch me, Bad. You just watch me.
I won't be watching you. I'll be jumping Cisco's partner. All right, get ready now.
Next time, Cisco, Pancho, not do this.
See that you do not, amigo.
Now, North.
Santos, what the... Oh!
Yo, look out, hombre. Pancho, gonna...
Nice work, North. We got them both. Now to dump him down into that old mine shaft.
Cisco and Pancho have never been in greater peril. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Battle of the Lost Mine. When he agreed to guide the son and daughter of an old friend of his to the friend's lost mine, Cisco let himself in for trouble. First, he had to fight with and whip Badger King and the hulking North Young. Then, upon reaching the mine, he, together with Pancho, was struck down from behind by the bad men, who meanwhile had captured Cal and Muriel Elton. Now,
I guess I got that Cisco Kid that badge, didn't I? Did you see me hit him? I guess I knocked that Cisco Kid cold then, all right.
Yeah, and I got the fat one here. Let's not waste any time, North. Let's heave him down into that old mine shaft. Take Cisco first.
Yeah, all right.
All right, now put him down and carry the fat one over.
Sure, Bad. Ah, these two hombres ain't heavy for me. They don't weigh no more than a couple of feathers. I'm awful strong, Bad. You're going to tie him?
Tie him? No, we're going to get rid of him right away, quick, North. Because if we don't, they'll take over this mine for them two Eltons.
Take over our mine, huh?
That's right. All right, roll him down into that shaft, North.
Which one first?
Oh, I don't care. The fat one.
The fat one it is. There he goes.
Yeah, that takes care of him. Now roll Cisco in there.
Sure. That's the end of Cisco.
Now we'll go talk to them two Eltons.
Son, this water is cold. Pancho.
Pancho.
Gee, Cisco. Where is Pancho, Cisco? What is this? Pancho in the water somewhere, Cisco.
Do not splash around so, Pancho. Lay your feet down. The water's only up to your waist. Lay your feet down, I tell you.
Pancho, I can see nothing. Pancho's scared, Cisco.
It will not help matters for you to splash around that way. Now stop it.
Pancho's feet smash reach the bottom. Pancho's... Oh, Pancho's feet reach the bottom now, Cisco.
What did I tell you?
Where we are, huh?
I do not know, amigo. The last I remember, we were riding back along the trail, right by the bank of earth where it rises sharply.
Yeah, the last Pancho remember too, Cisco.
Those hombres, whose tracks you were following. Mm-hmm. They must have been the ones to track us down when we were not expecting it.
Who did?
I don't know, Pancho. But I do know we must get out of here before this water freezes us. Now I begin to understand. Look up, Pancho. Look straight up.
I can see a little part of the sky.
See, we're down in a deep well. Or a mine shaft, Chico. Those hombres must have thrown us down here while we were unconscious.
Pancho, when to get out of here? How we get out of here, Chico? How?
That is just a problem. At the moment, I cannot solve it, Pancho.
Climb up the sides of the mine shaft?
No, they are too steep and slippery.
Pancho, getting cold, Chico.
I am just as cold as you are, amigo. Maybe there is an underground passage here. Let us see.
Do not go far away from Pancho, Chico.
Please not worry, amigo.
Ooh.
Oh, bueno. There is a passage of some sort here. A tunnel, perhaps. Over here, Pancho.
Over there, Pancho. Pancho, I can see the sky now, Cisco.
I think we have found a way of escape. There's no question now but what this is a connecting tunnel. Let us just hope that no rock slide has blocked it.
That'd not be good, Cisco. That'd not be good at all.
All right, come, Pancho. Follow me.
Gonna throw young Elton and his sister down that mine shaft too bad?
Not unless we have to, but if we do have to, we won't make no bones about it. Waking up, are you, Squirt?
You two buzzards. I have a great mind.
Get up and sit down on that bench. North here is gonna keep an eye on you. See, one wrong move and he'll fix you for keeps. Now, I'll take the gag out of your sister's mouth.
Just you hurt her and you'll find yourself in plenty of trouble.
Nobody's gonna hurt her as long as she and you do just what I say. There, ma'am, now you can talk.
Oh, you beast. Take these ropes off my wrists and ankles.
I reckon we won't, not just yet.
Just you wait till a Cisco kid gets his hands on you again.
It'll be a long, long time before that happens.
What do you mean?
What did you do?
Don't make no difference what we did. Now, listen to me. I want this here mine for my own.
You'll never have it.
Absolutely not.
Ooh, I ain't so sure. Unless you two agree to sign this mine over to me, you'll never get out of here alive.
You wouldn't kill us.
I'd hate to have to, but... There's a mine shaft outside that goes clear down into the ground. That's where the Cisco kid and his partner are right now. And that's where you two are going to be unless you change your talk right away quick. I'll give you just 2 minutes to make up your minds.
Why we stopped, Cisco? Why we stopped?
Apparently what I was afraid of has happened, Pancho. A rock slide has blocked this tunnel.
But Cisco, we gotta get out of here because Pancho's too cold to stay down here.
You stay right where you are and let me explore a little. Perhaps the rock slide did not block the entire tunnel.
I heard you before, Cisco.
No, Chico, because there's not far to go. What have we here? An opening. may be big enough for us to get through. It means going down under the water.
I will try it, Pancho.
You might get stuck under the rock slide under the water, Cisco.
Not if I can help it, Pancho. Ah, here I go.
Cisco. Cisco.
See, Pancho? You can get through that opening, too.
You can't go under the water, Cisco?
You will have to, Pancho, if you want to escape from there.
Pancho, you want to escape
him?
Pancho,
you
might want to go under the water.
Santos, I will come back and help you.
Cisco!
See, Pancho. Now here, you will crouch down and tell where that rock slide ends and the passageway begins.
Yes, Cisco.
All right, now hold your breath. Duck your head under the water and push your way through.
But, Cisco, Pancho...
Do as I say and do not argue. You do not want to stay here any longer.
You see, Cisco, Pancho, like Cisco stay.
Why did you
get through?
Bueno, Pancho. Now I'll come through again.
It's good, Cisco. And Pancho hopes no more rock slides.
Yeah, there are no more, Pancho. We'll be out of here in a moment. And then we will look for those hombres who struck us down.
Well, you're gonna sign her, ain't you?
No, we're not.
Wait a minute, sis. Mine or no mine, I'm not going to have you hurt.
Oh, they wouldn't dare to hurt me.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, ma'am.
I'm afraid they would, Muriel. Look, you. If I'll sign this mine over to you, will you let us both go?
Oh, why, sure thing.
No, they won't either, Cal. Can't you understand? They'd be fools to let us get away.
Pretty smart, ain't you, ma'am?
I'm smart enough to know that. Anyway, I'm not going to sign. Since my father left this mine to Cal and me, it won't be legal unless I sign, too.
All right, then, down that mine shaft you go.
No, you don't! No.
Oh, you brutes!
Pick her up, North. I ain't gonna argue no more with her.
Un momento, hombre. Stop right where you are.
Oh, Cisco!
In Pancho, too, no?
I thunder, right?
It's a ghost, Badge. I'm gonna get out of here.
You're not going far, hombre. That you may be sure.
He's the hombre that can fight the cafe, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
I guess you ain't a ghost after all.
You won't find that out any moment, hombre. Starting this moment.
One down, Cisco.
Now for you, Pantino.
No, I ain't fighting with you, Cisco.
Look out for the gun, Cisco! That is the worst shooting I've seen in a long time, hombre. But you'll shoot no more for where you are going. They do not supply guns to the inmates.
Battle all over now, senorita. Good thing you got Cisco to guide you, no?
Yes, Cisco, it's just as Pancho said. It's a good thing we had you to guide us.
Gracias, senorita, but you should not have that trouble with bandidos again.
You know, I'm glad we did have that trouble with them.
You are glad?
Yes. If we hadn't, well, I wouldn't have gotten to know you as well as I do.
Well, that feeling is mutual, senorita.
You're just about the most wonderful man in the world, Cisco.
Gracias again, but...
I mean it. I'm very outspoken.
Well, sometimes that is good.
Because I am, I say things I shouldn't every now and then. Such as, I'm going to kiss you, Cisco, for all the help you gave us.
Si, senorita?
Yes. And I mean, right now. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Why did they call that mine the lost mine?
Because, Pancho, after Senor Elton went back east, many hombres tried to locate the mine but could not.
Not until those two bandidos found it, huh?
Si.
Yeah, they not find no more mine. Unless they find him in the jail.
That is true, Chico. They will not.
Pancho, great. Pancho's honest, Cisco.
So am I, Pancho. It's always best to be honest in everything you do.
Yeah. Pancho's so honest, he tried to help out the farmer when Pancho was a little boy. But the farmer catch Pancho.
You tried to help out the farmer, but he caught you?
Yeah, that's the time Pancho was up in the farmer's apple tree.
Now, wait a minute, Pancho. You were trying to help out the farmer by being up in his apple tree?
Yes, Cisco.
I do not see how that could be possible.
Why don't you open the farmer's apple tree to help out the farmer?
All right, then tell me, what were you doing up in that apple tree?
Well, I tell you, it's like this, Cisco.
See, I would like to hear.
Some of the farmer's nice ripe apples fall to the ground.
See?
And Pancho tried to put them back.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.